I love getting to talk with you on my show every day. But when the cameras stop rolling, there's still so much to say. Head over to the Dr. Oz podcast to hear the rest of the conversation with some of the most compelling experts. Listen and follow on the iHeartRadio app or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
This don't be a donkey, because right now you want some real donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Did she get Donkey of the Day? Please tell me.
I have become Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Yeah, it's Donkey of the Day for Thursday, October 18th. Goes to a Caucasian woman who the internet has unaffectionately named Golf Cart Gail. The mayonnaise is heavy in this one.
Hold on. As he puts his mayonnaise jar up.
Mayonnaise is heavy on this one. Now, this happened in Florida, but this isn't an example of the craziness of Florida. This is just an example of good old American racism. Oh, what would America be without racism? You know, it's so interesting because every day on my Twitter and Instagram, I get so many people saying, all you talk about is race, Charlemagne. Everything is not a race issue. And I will tell you all, that is a fact, okay? Everything is not a matter of race. But the racial things I talk about on this radio are about race. So let's talk about these issues and not about everything, okay? Stop trying to deflect. Back to the matter of hand. See, what we have here, ladies and gentlemen, is another white-collar criminal, okay? What is a white-collar criminal? A white person who calls the police on a black person for absolutely nothing, for simply living while black, all right? The reason I call them a criminal is because it should be a crime for a white person to call the police on a black person for nothing. Because for us, any interaction with the police is literally a matter of life and death. And in this latest edition of White Collar Crime, this woman, Golf Cart Gail, called the police on a black man simply because the black man was instructing his son from the sidelines of a soccer game. I repeat, this white woman, Golf Cart Gail, called the police on a black man simply because the black man was instructing his son from the sidelines of a soccer game. Let's go to NBC News for the report, please.
It's the latest encounter of questionable behavior. A field marshal at a youth soccer game calling 911 after she says parents got out of hand, including this father who yelled instructions to his son during the match. Gerald Jones says he was profiled and singled out after another parent became unruly.
She's calling the cops on
after the
everybody.
Confrontation. Went viral, league officials said the marshal was doing her job.
I have parents that are out of control and need to be removed from a youth soccer game.
Some say this is another example of police being called on African Americans for doing the mundane. Back in Florida, soccer officials insist the field marshal acted appropriately and without malice. The video, they say, is an incomplete narrative, but it's a narrative many say they live every day.
Now, we have a white eyewitness, right? We have a white eyewitness?
Mm-hmm.
Play the white eyewitness who saw the whole thing. This is a good white person who witnessed this. Oh, we don't have that in there? Yeah. Play the white eyewitness. This is a good white person.
I've never in my life seen anything like this. I felt that this woman sat there on her cart and was a very intimidating presence. She herself, hey, good call, yeah, hauling at the refs. It was a non-issue until it was a parent or somebody else. So she's sitting there just waiting and creating tension. And to sit and follow this man out when he said, hey, I'm going to leave. I don't want an issue. So why she felt it was necessary when he voluntarily left of his own accord, she felt, I'm still going to call the cops on you.
Round of applause for that white eyewitness. All right. She doesn't like mayonnaise either. Okay, listen, internet. Let me give you some ideas. I'm old. So I grew up in the era of Garbage Pail Kids, all right? You know what the Garbage Pail Kids trading cards were? All right, they had names like Junk Food John, okay, Ray Decay, Booze and Bruce. They were just a bunch of disgusting-looking, gross, repugnant, vile-looking kids. They were visual representations of what bigotry looks like. So I feel that the internet needs to recreate these, all right? We can do digital trading cards and call them Garbage Pail Crackers.
Cracker ass cracker.
All right. Now, once again, I use that term because that's what I call racist bigots. All right. Not all white people, just racist bigots. And if you are more mad at me using that term, then you are probably a bigot and a racist, too. All right.
Too much goddamn mayonnaise.
All right. Okay. All right. Now, we can remake these digital trading cards. Call them Garbage Pail Crackers is perfect. All right. Because racism is trash. Bigotry is garbage. And we have Golf Cart Gail. All right, Barbecue Becky, Hallway Hillary, Cornerstone Caroline. We can immortalize these people forever. We can have ranks for their racism and bigotry. All right, we can have a racist rookie of the year card. We can have the MVC. most volatile cracker. All right? This can be a thing, because the only thing that will stop these white-collar criminals is public embarrassment. All right? All racists and bigots should be called out and publicly shamed. Please let Kathy Griffin do the honors.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
Okay. As Charlemagne has the mayonnaise on his head. Okay. Seems like he white likes white stuff on his head.
Peace to the planet. Charlemagne the God here, and today's Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey and call my friend Michael if you've been hurt in a construction accident. 212-962-1020. That's 212-962-1020. Don't be a donkey. Reach out and touch Michael right now.
Source America elevates what it means to buy products and services. Your contract creates jobs for people with disabilities right here in the U.S. At Source America, you can look forward to exceptional customer service grounded in contract expertise and specific industry knowledge. You'll get the products and services you need when you need them at a competitive price. Source America offers business solutions you'll feel good about. Learn more at sourceamerica.org. Source America is an authorized Ability One enterprise.